We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Protests held in several cities across the country in response to George Floyd's death in Minnesota. And Chicago was no exception. WBBM's Mike Krauser joins us now live with the latest on the Chicago connection here.
The protests here went on for about 10 hours. Some real stamina for these protesters who marched around the loop. There was broken windows in some areas. We're on Printer's Row on Wabash right now, and we've seen a couple board-up crews at work putting boards over windows on jewelry stores. It's unclear if there was any looting. We do know that there were multiple arrests. How many, we're not sure right now. Police are still tallying the numbers. Garbage cans knocked over all over the place. Several hundred people gathered roughly 6 o'clock last night, and they protested until sunup. So about 5:30 this morning, things finally broke up. We see garbage cans knocked over all over the place. We've seen several broken windows in stores, a Target store, as we mentioned, the jewelry stores. And now it looks like a regular Saturday morning in the loop. Here comes the Wabash Street L train going by that you can probably hear right there. And all is quiet now. I do believe that protesters are planning to be back out on the streets over the death of George Floyd later today. Live in the loop, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Meanwhile, Governor Pritzker is strongly criticizing President Trump's reaction to the riots in Minneapolis.
Governor Pritzker reacted to several comments from the president, including a tweet that referred to the military being deployed to deal with rioting that stated, in the president's words, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts."
I have a lot I'd like to say, but let me begin by saying that from the very moment that I announced my decision to run for governor 3+ years ago, I said that this president was a racist, a misogynist, a homophobe, a xenophobe, and I was right then and I'm right now.
Pritzker also said the president's tweets, his reaction to the death of George Floyd, and his failure to address racism that exists in America are both completely unacceptable and reprehensible. Jim Gooden, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The governor says even though he has lifted his stay-at-home order as part of Phase 3 of his Restore Illinois plan, the action plan continued to urge people to stay at home when they can, continue to social distance, limit groups to 10 or fewer, and wear masks.
We've worked so hard to get where we are. If we can just follow the rules going forward as we're opening up, we can do this safely and keep people healthy.
Illinois is reporting 86 additional COVID-19 deaths, now raising the state's total to nearly 5,300. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases now at more than 117,000 in Illinois. City of Chicago kicking off its Phase 3 COVID-19 recovery with more elbow room for pedestrians and for fitness fanatics out there, and some street seating for restaurants.
The city's Our Streets program starts with portions of 6 commercial corridors where restaurants like Stephanie Hart's Brown Sugar Bakery will have the opportunity for outdoor dining after the long lockdown.
At the same time it's been challenging, we've also had the opportunity to get better, to learn new and innovative tactics, to be able to service our customers, and we've our community has come together.
Chicago Transportation Commissioner Gia Biagi says other corridors are along Taylor Street and in Lakeview, among other places.
In addition to expanded outdoor dining, we're launching a shared streets initiative. And this will allow residential streets for Chicagoans to be opened to walk, run, bike and roll, while allowing vehicle traffic for local access only.
With cooperation from aldermen and neighborhood people, plans are for the program to expand. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
With that shared streets idea in place now at Leland Avenue from Lincoln Avenue to Sheridan Road, it's the first one to open. This resident there says, we'll see how it goes. Right now, he's going to work on his yard.
Well, because of this, we actually are putting a little extra effort in our garden so people can walk by and enjoy something to look at.
The idea of a shared street is to give pedestrians more space to walk and run and be socially distant.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.